You are Locked On LSU, your daily podcast on the LSU Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Okay, let's get it. Locked On LSU, your team every day. I'm Matt Moscona, ESPN Radio, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Alexandria, CST, and right here for the Locked On LSU podcast. By now, you know the news. Miles Brennan, a broken arm. He is out indefinitely. I've been told that injury is expected to keep him out about 8 weeks. Ed Ogeron this morning on off the bench on Tuesday morning on off the bench with T-Bob Hebert and Jacob Hester did discuss Brennan. We'll get to that in a quick second. First, though, my reaction to the news. A very disappointing start to the season before it even starts for Miles Brennan, who has been obviously oft injured in his career and has waited his return, waited for his turn, rather. Part of this release, Ed Ogeron did say Miles Brennan suffered a severe injury that will require surgery. His timeline is yet to be determined. Miles has done everything we have asked of him this summer, and he was in a fight to be the starting quarterback at LSU. So, a couple of things that are worth noting here. Brody Miller of The Athletic is reporting that it's a fractured humerus bone in his left arm, and the surgery is scheduled for tomorrow on Tuesday. That most certainly will seem to keep Miles Brennan out for the season opener in Los Angeles against UCLA, which means Max Johnson is going to be your starting quarterback. This does not appear to be a season-ending injury for Brennan, which is the great news, but it's certainly severe enough that it's going to require this surgery now. No word on how Miles Brennan was injured. And you hope that he can get healthy and come back because there's a couple of layers to the story. Number one is obviously you feel awful for Miles Brennan. He's been here since 2017. He had a little bit of a rough go as a freshman when he and Danny Etling were making their way through that Matt Canada offense. He sort of took the voluntary red shirt in 2018, so that way he would have the extra year of eligibility. We learned later that he was injured in 2018, and Joe Burrow really didn't have a backup quarterback for part of that season. So then in 2019, of course, Burrow has the monster year, and last year was supposed to be Miles' opportunity in his fourth season at LSU. He started the first three games. You know what happened. He got injured at Missouri. It was that weird freak thing where he tore an abdominal muscle and was out the remainder of the season and all the way until we saw him last in spring ball. And now this was supposed to be his opportunity to go compete with Max Johnson for the starting job. And he's not going to get that opportunity in camp. It's Max Johnson's job. And I would imagine that Max is going to have a stranglehold on that position as well as he played the final two games of the season as poised as he was as a true freshman the final two games of the year last year. And many might have thought that Max was going to win this job anyway, that was an inevitability. Now it's a certainty that Max Johnson is going to start the season as LSU starting quarterback while Miles Brennan recovers from the surgery of this broken arm that he's got. The other component is numbers at quarterback now. With T.J. Finley having transferred, you've got two scholarship quarterbacks that are healthy and available. You've got Max Johnson, and you've got Garrett Nussmeier. If you're wondering about possibly adding to the roster, it's not possible. LSU has used all of its spots in this class, so you can't go get a transfer because you don't have an initial 25 spot available. You used all of them. So there is no adding a quarterback to the roster via transfer or anything like that. You're done. Who you got is who you got. So you're looking at Max Johnson and a freshman in Garrett Nussmeier. So I would imagine during fall camp, it will be, if you touch Max Johnson, you are immediately kicked off the team. Because keeping Max Johnson healthy now is of the utmost importance, because after him, your only other scholarship quarterback is, as we mentioned, a true freshman in Garrett Nussmeier, and you don't want to throw that upon him. That's where a transfer like T.J. Finley really hurts you, because it hurts your numbers, your depth, and all of that. Also why you can look back and say that's why you don't transfer, because you never know what could happen, when your opportunity might come, and why you stand ready. But that's water under the bridge at this point. Spilled milk, because Finley's at Auburn and LSU is in the circumstance that they are in. I will also be very curious to see how this impacts the way Jake Peets calls games. One of the things that we have learned that Jake Peets really wants to incorporate, and one of the reasons many people thought that Max Johnson had a better chance to win this job, was the fact that Jake Peets wants to rely heavily on the RPO game. Well, if part of that is your quarterback running or having designed runs for your quarterback, it's far less likely now that you are going to subject your quarterback to any type of hit if you don't have to. So does Jake Peets essentially take those pages out of the playbook and rip them up until you know you have some more depth back, until Brennan can come back? Does that limit that component of this offense? There's a lot of different layers here, and it's certainly unfortunate. Mostly, you feel awful for Miles Brennan, but with LSU now less than 5 weeks away from the opener against UCLA, the benefit, if you want this flip side of it, is every single first-team rep now is going to Max Johnson. You're not going to spend camp having a quarterback battle between Johnson and Brennan. You're going to spend camp getting Max Johnson ready full throttle to be the starting quarterback September the 4th against UCLA in the Rose Bowl. And he will get every single rep available with the ones between now and that game. That is the maybe singular benefit of this happening now when it did, is you can just gear up and ramp up knowing that Max Johnson is going to be your guy. As we learn more, certainly talk about it, but the news again, Miles Brennan, confirmed by LSU, has suffered a left arm injury. He will have surgery. He will be sidelined for an indefinite amount of time, and it would certainly seem as though that this is now Max Johnson's team as LSU begins the 2021 season, and they await for Brennan's eventual return. As we mentioned, Ed Ogeron has reacted now to the news. We'll get to that here momentarily. Let me remind you about betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action is betonline.ag. Baseball season in full swing. Track all the action there at BetOnline. Daily wagers, futures bets, same for football as well. You want to get your early season odds for the football season, college and NFL, it's right there at betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Get to the mobile site, betonline.ag. When you sign up for free and make your first deposit of funds, use the code LOCKEDON, one word, LOCKEDON, to get a 50% welcome bonus. So use the code LOCKEDON, deposit $100, they'll give you 50 for free to play with. Deposit $500, they'll give you 250 free to play with. That's your welcome bonus with the code LOCKEDON at betonline.ag. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Ed Ogeron has made his first public comments about Miles Brennan's injury. You'll hear that in a moment. Of course, we're brought to you by Rock Auto and rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. Here was Ed Ogeron on Off the Bench Tuesday morning reacting to Miles Brennan's injury.
Yeah, very unfortunate. You know, Miles was competing, was fighting to be the starting quarterback at LSU, fought back, had a great spring, had a great summer, had an unfortunate accident. He's getting operated this morning. Our prayers are with Miles and his family. It was tough. His dad and his mom took it hard. I'm sure Miles took it hard. I didn't get to talk to him yet. I called him yesterday, but I'm sure he's very upset.
Yeah.
But we're going to follow him all the way through this. You know, the first thing that Miles' family is such a competitor, the first thing they want to know is eligibility left. What is the timeline for him to come back? When can he compete to come back and finish his career at LSU? And you got to appreciate that.
So it certainly sounds like Brennan eager to return to the team and finish his eligibility. As we've said, I've been told this is about an 8-week injury. Brody Miller reporting it's a broken humerus, which is the bone above the elbow, between the elbow and the shoulder. So I don't know how you would cast that and play with it cast, as some have suggested. It is his non-throwing arm, which is the good news. Some have also asked about a medical redshirt. Keep in mind, 2020 didn't count against anybody's eligibility. So while Miles Brennan is a fifth-year player, he's really a junior by classification. He redshirted in 2018, but he's a junior because 2020 didn't count against anybody. So if Brennan wanted to return in 2022, he could. I also think
that's really unlikely. Now, Ogeron did also talk about the impact on the offense with Brennan out. As I alluded to earlier, do you really want to subject Max Johnson to any hits?
You know, it reminds me of 18 again, when we had Joe Burrow and Miles Brennan. And we had, only had two quarterbacks on scholarship, and we did very well. There's some things that, you know, that Max does very well. Extend plays with his feet. We're going to let him do those things. There are some things that we can do, some things that we can't do. We're going to see, but we have to be careful on how we use them, no question.
Now, keep in mind, in that 2018 season, there was a part during the season as well where Miles Brennan was injured in practice, which we didn't find out about till after the season, where he was not available for games, where LSU's backup was a walk-on. So, speaking of that, what is LSU's depth chart now? We know, as Ed Ogeron is going to say here, that Max Johnson is the starter, but what does the rest of that depth chart look like right now?
Well, obviously, Max is going to be our starter. He's got to have a great camp. You know, the depth chart is as it's in, and he knows he's got to perform. But I believe in Max, just like I believe in Miles. And I think we got us a great quarterback, a great championship quarterback. Garrett's going to have to step up. Garrett's a very talented young man. I'm glad we got him. And, he's just got to learn the offense, step up, and be able to take care of the football. He had some unfortunate picks in the spring, but I know he's going to get better with experience. And then Matt O'Dowd. Matt, I'm glad we got a walk-on quarterback. He becomes a third-string quarterback, but we got to keep Max healthy. That's going to be the key.
You heard Ogeron mention Matt O'Dowd. O'Dowd is a preferred walk-on from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas down in Parkland, Florida, where he was the starting quarterback for two seasons there for the Eagles, and he is now a preferred walk-on at LSU in his first season. So a freshman walk-on now is LSU's number three quarterback. So you go Max Johnson, who of course is a sophomore, having started two games, and behind him is Garrett Nussmeier, a true freshman, and behind him is Matt O'Dowd, a true freshman walk-on. So you are paper thin. As Ed Ogeron said, you got to keep Max healthy. You got to keep Max healthy. And one more from Ed Ogeron talking about Garrett Nussmeier's role on this team.
Next man up. And this is a great talk to the team. You never know when your time is going to come. I told the team in the spring, we're going to need everybody. And stuff happens during the season. Here's something that happened right before we start. It's very unfortunate. But, hey, we got to move on. We got to move forward. Garrett's going to step up. And, look, he's a coach's son. He's a great, great young man. He's going to step up. He's going to be ready.
Tigers will hit the practice field on Friday after reporting on Thursday to begin fall camp for the 2021 season, and they will be beginning fall camp without their veteran quarterback, Miles Brennan. Okay, it is the Locked On LSU podcast. We're brought to you by Rock Auto and rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. Save time and save money at Rock Auto. No need to get in the car and drive to the parts store or the auto dealership. Just go right to your phone or to the computer in your home. RockAuto.com. Any part for any vehicle you need, it's right there at a discounted price at RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Reliably low for every customer, a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for more than 20 years. It's RockAuto.com. When you get to check out, make sure you write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you to RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, RockAuto.com. So much of the focus, of course, is on the quarterback position, was going to be anyway, and now even more so with Miles Brennan's injury. But in that interview on Off the Bench, Ed Ogeron did talk about a couple of other position battles as LSU is heading into camp, and maybe none more important than who's going to protect that quarterback's blind side.
Who's going to be our left tackle? You know, Cam's going to start there. But is it going to be Cam? And I think it will be. But who's going to be the next offensive lineman in? Is it Anthony Bradford? Is it Garrett Dellinger? Which one of these young guys are going to step in, obviously? Then, Kayshon Boutte is our lead receiver. Who's going to be the next guy? We got some great young freshmen. Deray Jenkins is coming back. Dontre Kirker is coming back. Corey Moore is coming back. Trey Palmer's coming back, Devontae Lee. I'm going to tell you, Malik Davis, Deion Smith, Brian Thomas, Chris Hilton are some excellent receivers along with Jack Betts. So we got some young guys that are going to play and fill in some key roles.
Of course, I said blindside. Well, at left tackle, if it is Max Johnson, then that would not be his blindside. The blindside would be the right side, but issue remains. You still need to set a left tackle. The thing that stands out most to me when we hear Ed Orgeron talk there about left tackle and who's next, he mentions the other two guys that we talked about there, which was Garrett Dellinger and Anthony Bradford. And, you know, no mention of some of the other guys that have been in the program. When you talk about Cardell Thomas, you talk about guys like Charles Turner on the interior or Xavier Hill or Marlon Martinez. LSU's got to make sure they get more development out of this offensive line group, because it's just imperative now. It's imperative because you're going to lose likely your entire starting five after this season. So you've got to get some of those younger guys coached up and developed and ready to play ball this season so you don't have a massive drop-off next year up front on the offensive line. As for receiver, which you heard Ed Orgeron mention there, never really worry about receiver. LSU's always seemed to find guys that could run fast, jump high, and catch the football. No doubt, you know, that'll be the case again this season. The other position, though, where I am concerned is at running back, and Ed Orgeron said the same.
I'm looking for Tyron Davis and John Emery to show me what I've seen in practice.
Right.
I want to see it on just the basis. And from what they showed me this summer, they're ready to have a breakout year. Tyron's in his best shape. I thought he was 230, but he's 225. He's in great shape. John's in great shape. Corey Conner, Amani Goodwin, outstanding young backs. Josh Williams. Kevin's done a great job with these guys. I told the offense yesterday, we have to run the ball. With the LSU Tigers, we got to be physical. And when we have to run the ball, we have to get that extra yardage.
You know, the big misconception about LSU offense in 2019, the Burrow season, is that LSU was pass heavy. They were actually almost to the number 50-50 run pass. Of course, Clyde Edwards-Helaire had a monster season that year where he was first team all SEC and became a first round draft pick. If you're going to replicate that offense, you have to find the Clyde Edwards-Helaire role. Is it Ty Davis Price? Is it Emery? Is it one of the freshmen? We'll start to get that answer in fall camp as the Tigers hit the practice field on Friday. And we'll certainly be carrying it and covering it right here for you daily on the Locked On LSU podcast. Our episode today is brought to you by Rock Auto and rockauto.com. And remember, as we get closer to the football season, betting doesn't have to be a guessing game. If you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast, get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favored picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get your podcasts. Until tomorrow, it is Locked On LSU, your team every day.